Welcome to the Fat Emperor podcast. I'm your host, Ivor Cummins, a biochemical engineer and root cause specialist. We've done the deep dive into the research, revealing the strategies that will transform your health in no time. We're supported by the Irish Heart Disease Awareness Charity, which advocates a simple CT scan to reveal your CAC score. So know your score and take action to prevent that premature heart attack. Everything you need to know will be right here.
And this is unfortunately the truth for many people. People will present as their first symptom, having had no prior symptoms, with death.
It pertains to Alzheimer's, but it's not necessarily a good target as a causal, you know, route.
Not everybody with Alzheimer's disease has a lot of plaque buildup in the brain. And there's a lot of people that have a lot of plaque buildup that don't have Alzheimer's.
Very much a similar parallel to everyone gets obese and diabetic, and it's their fault.
Well, it's their fault because they're lazy and gluttonous. They don't exercise enough and they eat too much.
You don't get the pathologies of type 1 diabetes, essentially.
Yeah, it's horribly simple.
Yeah, frightening.
Yeah.
It's effing crazy. Which, as you say, in evolution was developed at some point.
When you see a beer belly, what is a beer belly? So many people think of it as a fat accumulation because you eat too much. And then you think about it, if you have a special kind of organ, because it's a separate organ, the mesentery.
It's rather shocking to have that happen when you're 38 years old and you're standing there surrounded by a professor of neurology and all of his med students, and they're telling you, you're fascinating. We never get anybody your age here in the stroke ward.
And so that's where their strongest defenses are met. And that's why legumes and grains, for example, will have the highest level of toxins.
So a lot of lies out there for sure.
Absolutely. And I think with the Eat Lancet, and then I think Canada just came out with their new dietary guidelines.
If you get a really high coronary calcium score, however, your risk for a heart attack or death could be 20 times.
And I think the fact that you can actually see the disease process is, it's empowering because you know exactly what you're dealing with.
As we all move forward, it's just important to know if someone comes to your table, what hat they're wearing.
Yeah. And I think in going forward, ideology also needs to be discussed as a conflict of interest in nutrition science, because it's having a huge influence.
I actually love that point, Belinda. There's so many important points here, it's dizzying, but that one is huge in itself,